可以做 right. But what happens when we have a difficult decision to make?
但是当我们要做很困难的决定的时候怎么办呢？
Like your new pastor had to make a difficult decision to leave and come here, right?
就好像你们的新牧师要做一个很困难的决定，要离开他的原来的地方到这边来，你说对吗？
Or you might be making a decision of what school to go to, or should you go for your master's, or what job to take?
那或者是说你有时候要做决定说你要去哪间学校，怎么样的工作你要去就要去做，然后你要搬到哪边去。
Or you might be at a cross point of should I get married or start a family?
或者是你在人生的交叉点上说 我应该结婚吗？应该开始一个新家庭吗？
These are a little bit more difficult decisions to make.
这些呢都是比较困难做的决定。
And there is a way that we can go about it biblically to help us make those decisions.
那其实是有一个方法我们可以遵循圣经的原则去做决定，帮助我们做这些决定的。
When Jesus needed to make decisionsHe always sought out his father's will.
当耶稣要做决定的时候，他总是寻求他父的旨意。
And while Jesus was here, he set an example for us how we should do things.
那当耶稣在我和我们同在的时候，他也为我们立下典范，我们要如何寻求神的旨意。
I learned about four questions that you can ask yourself.When you want to make a difficult decision to see if it lines up with God's will.
那我学到有四个原则，我们可以来帮助我们自己来寻求神的旨意，来帮助我们做决定。
I know that when I need to make a difficult decision, I need to seek what God wants me to do.
我知道当我要做一个困难决定的时候，我必须要寻求神的旨意，说神希望我做什么。
So some of you might have a difficult decision that you're needing to make.
所以呢，我们之中有些人可能现在正要做一些困难的决定。
And you might like to have God's guidance along the way.
那你可能希望呢，这过程中一路上都有神的帮助。
So if you have a difficult decision that you're trying to make a choice on, put it in your mind right now.
所以呢，如果你现在生命中需要做困难的决定的话，现在就把这个观念放在你的脑海里。
And as I go through this sermon, think about the decision you have to make and these four questions that I'm going to tell you.
那在我继续进行我的讲道的时候呢，就请你思考一下我所讲的东西和你要做的决定，然后关于我即将提出的四个问题。
But foremost, you need to remember.To pray.
但是首先呢，你一定要记得说要祷告。
That's the first step in making a difficult decision, praying to God and asking for wisdom.
这是做困难决定的第一步，就是向神祷告和问寻求神的旨意。
In the book of James, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him."
在雅各书，圣经雅各书第一章第五节，他说：“你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐予众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。”
So God tells us that He'll give us wisdom generously if we ask for it.
所以神在这边告诉我们说，他会告诉我们，给我们智慧，他会很慷慨的给我们智慧，如果我们向他寻求的话。
That can take away the fear of making a decision, knowing that God has His best interest out for us.
这个经节呢，应该能够除去我们绝大部分的恐惧，因为知道说神会为我们着想，为我们的好处着想。
So, do you want to hear the four questions that you should ask yourself?
所以你们希望听听看，我现在提出我们应该问我们自己的四个问题吗？
It doesn't matter what order you ask these questions. What matters is that you're earnestly seeking God's will.
重点不是在于说，没有一定要说按照顺序哪个顺序来问这些问题。重点是你要在过程中勤勉地寻求神的旨意。
So the first question when you're making a difficult decision and you have a choice in front of you is to ask, How will this affect my relationship with God?
所以第一个问题，当你要问自己，就是在你有需要面对困难的决定的时候，第一个要问你自己的问题就是，这个会如何影响我和神的关系呢？
Is this going to draw me closer to God, or is it going to push me further away from God?
你要问自己说，我的这个决定呢，会让我和神更亲近呢，还是会把我推得离神更远？
Will it build my relationship with God? Will it glorify God?
这个决定呢，会建造我和神的关系呢吗？会荣耀神吗？这是要问的问题。
Because God does the work in us if we seek Him.
因为呢，神在我们身上做工，如果我们寻求他的话。
In Philippians it says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work His will out for good pleasure."
那在腓立比书第二章十三节，他说：“因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行。”为要成就他的美意。
So when we have a difficult decision to make, we need to think about the decision that we're going to make, will it bring God pleasure?
所以呢，当我们要做一个困难的决定的时候，我们需要问我们自己说，我们这个会为神带来喜，会讨神的喜悦吗？我们这个决定。
If it causes us to be distracted from God and to take away from our relationship with God, then we can understand that this might not be a good decision to make.
如果你要做的这个决定呢，会减损你和神的关系，会把你和神拉远的话，那我们就知道说这个不是神的旨意。
If this decision or choice that we're making causes us to turn from God's laws or His morals, His principles, if it causes us to do against God's will, then it's not a good choice.
那我们就知道说，如果这个决定呢，使我们违背神的旨意的话，那这个就不是我们应该做的决定。
But if it is in alignment with God's will, it follows His laws, it doesn't cause you to sin, then you're able to move forward to the next question.
但是如果这个决定呢符合 神的旨意，那也不会减损你和神的关系的话，那就是一个你可以继续进行的决定。
So the second question you should ask is, what does scripture say about this?
第二个要问自己的问题呢，就是圣经上怎么说。
God's word has both precepts and principles in it.
神的话呢，包含有箴言和教条。
Precepts are teaching, rules, guidelines, instructions.
那箴言就是关于教导啊、规范，还有纲领和介绍。
Principles are values, ethics, morals, doctrine.
那原则的话呢，就是包含了价值、道德。
And God's word is very useful in teaching us.What we need to do.
那神的话呢，对于教导我们什么是需要做的是非常有帮助的。
In the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, it says, All scripture is inspired by God, and it's useful to teach us what is true, to make us realize what is wrong in our lives, it corrects us when we are wrong, and teaches us to do what is right.
那在提摩太后书第二章，第三章十六节，他也是说，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
So when we're making a difficult decision, we need to go to God's word and to seek answers through His word.
所以呢，当我们在做困难的决定的时候，我们要来到神的话面前，然后寻求他的旨意。
Some ways to investigate God's word would be not only studying your Bible, but look up definitions that you're reading about.
那寻求神旨意的方式呢，不只是看你的圣经，就是研读你的圣经，也包含去了解圣经上的定义。
There's also a tool that you can use that is called a concordance.
那现在有一个工具也可以帮助我们达到这个目的，它叫做和谐。
In the back of our Bibles, often you'll find a concordance that gives you a word that you can, where you can find it in the Bible.
就是在有些圣经，它后面会有一些索引，它就是你可以借由你要找你要查的东西，然后它就会跑出对应的经节来。在有一些圣经的背后，就像那个Professor Robin 刚刚给我们看的一样。
It helps you look up words so you can understand what God's will and purpose is.
这样的索引功能就帮助我们去了解神的旨意和目的在这方面是什么。
There are also other tools. There's another book called the Bible Promise Book.
那还有另外一个工具，有一个书叫做圣经的应许书。
It's a small book. You can get it at vendors or online.And what it does is identifies categories in it, and it gives you a list of Bible verses according to those categories.
那这个是一本小书，你可以在线上取得，也可以在书店拿到。那它就是有很多分类，就帮助你可以查到相对应的神的话。
Having a study Bible is also helpful because you can read the scripture.And then in the lower half or on the side are notes that can help you study what it is that you're reading.
那有一本研读本的圣经呢，也是一个帮助的方式，因为你可以在读圣经之后呢，它的旁边或是下面就会有注释，那你就可以读更多了解。
And there's all sorts of Bible tools online.
那在网络上也有线上的圣经工具。
BibleGateway.com, Bible Hub, Blue Letter Bible, Open Bible are all online tools that you can use to research God's Word.
那比如说我刚刚念的那几个圣经网站呢，都是线上的工具，可以帮助你了解圣经。
And so you can gather information through those tools, through God's Word, and evaluate.What it is that you've researched.
所以呢，你就可以借由刚刚提到的那些工具呢，收集，神在圣经上所说的这些话，然后来审视、来评价你要做出的决定。
Does your decision line up with Scripture?
那就可以审视说你的决定和圣经提到的方向有一致吗？
If it does not line up with Scripture, then you have your answer.
那如果没有和圣经提到的方向和原则一致的话，那你就知道你寻求的答案是什么了。
If it does line up with Scripture, then you can go to the next question.
如果呢，它符合圣经提到的原则和方向的话，那我们就可以进到下一个问题。
The next question to ask is, how will this affect?My personal testimony.
下一个要问自己的问题就是说，我现在要做这个决定会如何影响我个人的见证呢？
In 1 Corinthians 10:30-33, it says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks." Or the church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of others, so that they may be saved.
在哥林多前书第十章30-33节，他也是说，我若谢恩而吃，为什么因我谢恩的物被人毁谤呢？所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。就好像我凡事都叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
How does the outcome of my decision impact the people around me?
那我所做的决定会如何影响我身边的人呢？
Will it reflect my faith in God?
我做这个决定会不会反映出我对神的信心呢？
Will it cause others to see Christ in me?
那会使别人在我身上看到神的存在吗？
Will my decision bring glory to God?
我的决定会归荣耀与神吗？
Will it cause people to start asking about having a relationship with God?
我所做的决定会使得旁边的人开始有兴趣去寻求和神的关系吗？
So what I decide impacts my personal testimony, and that impacts other people who view my testimony.
所以这个问题就是说，我的决定会不会影响我个人的见证？那甚至进而就是会不会影响到别人？和别人的见证。
If we proclaim that we are believers of Jesus Christ,
如果我们宣称我们是耶稣基督的信徒
，and make a decision that would be against what God would want in our life,
但是却做了一个决定，那个决定违反神在我们生命中的期望。
Then when other people see us.Saying that we're believers but doing something else, that affects our personal testimony and it affects them by understanding what a relationship with Jesus is.
那这样子的话呢，别人在我们身上看到，就是说我们说我们自己是信徒，但是又做的和信徒原则违背的事情，那这样就是会影响我们个人的见证，然后也影响到我们身边的人和神的关系。
So our decisions need to line up with what the Bible says. It needs to be an effect on our personal testimony, and it needs to also affect our relationship with God.
所以我们做的决定呢，要和圣经的原则一致。那我们要问的几个问题就是：我们做的决定有没有和圣经的原则一致？那会不会影响我个人的见证？然后还有对我和神的关系有没有影响
？The last question to ask yourself is, what do those in authority say about my decision?
最后一个要问自己的问题就是说。权威或是智者对于这些，对不起，给我一下 ，OK， 就是属灵里的长者或智者呢，对我做的决定，他们会怎么说
？So we want to seek advice from godly mentors.
也就是说，我们希望得到属灵中的长辈和智者或牧者的忠固或是建议。
Proverbs 15:22 tells us, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, plans will succeed."
在箴言第十五章二十二节，他说：“不先商议，所谋无效；谋事众多，所谋乃成。”
In difficult decisions, it's wise to obtain.Spiritual and practical counsel from godly leaders in your life.
在做困难的决定的时候呢，得到很重要的就是要寻求属灵中或是教会里的长辈或是智者的建议或是忠固。
That might be a pastor or a leader in the church, a mentor, a parent.Or even maybe just a mature believer in Christ.
这样的人呢，可能是教会中的长老、牧师，然后或者就是一个身为人父母，然后或者是一个已经很成熟的会友。
They can help us make those decisions by confirming what we're thinking or not confirming it. They can remove our doubts.And they can give us insight and answer questions for us.
他们可以怎么帮助我们呢？他们可以确认我们的想法，或者是说除去我们心里的疑虑，或者是提供我们更有洞见的意见。
It's easy for us to ask people that are like-minded to us for advice.
那我寻求和你心智相通的人的意见是很容易的。
But we need to make sure that we also ask people that might have a different opinion, but good, sound, biblical advice.
但是呢，虽然寻求和你心智很相通的人的意见很容易，但是同时也是很重要去询问那些和你意见不同，但是也是属神的遵守圣经旨意的人的不同的意见。
That doesn't necessarily mean we go talk to everybody and get everybody's advice, but we are selective in getting wise counsel from those that understand Scripture, God's Word, that might not think the same way that we do, or they do think the same way that we do, and gather that information to help make the decision.
那这并不是表示说我们要去问每一个人，然后收集每一个人的意见。而是说我们寻求意见的对象呢要广泛，就是要去问那些可能同意你的人，也要去问那些可能不同意你的人。只要他们都是符合圣经原则的，我们都应该考虑去征求他们的意见。
So once we gather all of that information and we're ready to make a decision, we've askedHow does it affect our relationship with God? How does it affect our personal testimony? What do godly mentors say? And what do those in authority say? And also, what does Scripture say? So what does Scripture say? What do the godly people in our life say? How does it affect our relationship with God?And how does it affect our personal testimony? When we gather all of that information together to make a decision, we need to also have God's peace. Did you get all that?
Yes. 就是说呢，当我们收集了这些不同两方，至少两方不同的意见的时候，我们再回来审视他问我们那四个问题，就是说，这个会不会影响我的个人见证？然后这个有没有和圣经的原则一致？有没有和神的旨意一致？就是圣经里面怎么说？然后这样的话，我们就会有神的平安在我们心里。
We can have the peace of God by answering all of those questions and that they all line up.
那当我们问我们这些问题，然后问我们自己这些问题，然后发现。如果我们发现他们和圣经中的原则相符合的时候，我们就会有神所赐的平安在心里。
But we also want to have the peace of God inside us.
那我们希望有这样神所赐的平安在我们里面。
I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm trying to make a decision, I have this turmoil going on inside me, and I don't have peace.Of God.
我不知道你们的情况是怎么样，但是在我的生命中，当我做一些困难的决定的时候呢，我会有一些动荡不安在我里面，我并没有神的平安在里面。
So if we don't have that peace of God, there's still something unsettled, and we need to go back and ask those four questions again.
所以当这样的情况发生，当我们没有神的平安在里面的时候，我们需要再回头审视刚刚那四个问题。
Because in Philippians 4 verses 6 through 7, it says, The peace of God, which transcends all our understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ.
那因为腓立比书第四章第六节、第七节说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So if God through Jesus Christ is going to give us peace, it says He's going to give us peace in our mind by answering those questions and peace in our heart by answering those questions through Jesus. If we don't have both, then we don't have the peace of God.
所以呢，如果神借着耶稣基督要赐给我们这样的平安的话
，Could you Yes, the peace of God. Transcends our minds, it gives understanding to our mind and to our heart. So when we ask the questions, we're getting understanding of our mind. And when we have no more turmoil inside us, we have our peace of God.
当耶稣基督呢，就是他把我们的心智提升到他的程度。那如果我们从神如果神的旨意借着耶稣基督传达给我们的话，我们就会有神的平安在我们里面。
And we get that through Jesus Christ.
那我们得到这些我们是借着耶稣基督而得到这些的。
So you've asked yourself four questions. You have the peace of God. You don't have any more turmoil. You understand that you have peace. Then you're able to choose.
所以呢，如果你寻求神的旨意，然后你问自己那四个问题，然后你在得到了与神之间的平安、心灵的平静，那你就可以放心的做你的决定。
You have two options. Your answers all line up with God's will, or they don't line up with God's will.
因为答案就是两种，第一个就是你的决定和神的旨意相。符合或者是不符合。
If they don't line up with God's will, it's kind of like Jacob. He wrestled with God.
那如果你的答案和神的旨意不符合的话，你的情况就很像圣经里面雅各的故事，他和神角力。
He wrestled until he understood God's will.
他和神角力，直到他和神持续的摔跤，直到他了解神的旨意。
And we need to keep wrestling until we understand what God's will is for our decisions.
那我们也是一样，我们要持续的和神摔跤或是角力，直到我们了解神的旨意是什么。
But if everything all lines up, we're not wrestling, we've answered those four questions, then we're free to choose to go in the direction.That God's will is leading us.
那但是如果答案是你所做的决定和圣经和神的旨意是合适是一致的话，我们就不需要再继续和神角力，我们就可以放心的去进行我们的决定。
And we can make that decision with confidence because we've arrived with sincere intentions.
那我们也可以对我们所做的决定感到。心安理得，因为我们已经付出了真心诚意的寻求了神的旨意，和付出了这些思考的问题。
We arrived with the desire to please God.
而且我们知道说，在这过程中，我们是靠着寻求神旨意的这个动机和热忱，去达到我们现在所做的这个决定的。
We've incorporated biblical principles.
我们也知道说，我们在过程中，我们有去考虑到圣经的原则。
We've sought wise counsel.
我们也有征询过智者的建议。
Now we're able then to make that decision with confidence, knowing that we're following the will and the purpose of God.
这样一来呢，我们就能够很有自信的去。做这个决定，因为我们知道说我们有遵循神的旨意去寻求，然后做这个决定。
So the four questions.
所以我们来复习一下这四个问题。
How will this affect my relationship with God?
这个决定会如何影响我和神的关系呢？
What does Scripture say?
那圣经经节关于这个是说什么样的事呢？
How will this affect my personal testimony?
这个决定会如何影响我个人的见证呢？
And what do those in authority say?
那些有权威的人，就是在属灵中有权威的人，是怎么说的呢？
There's one other thing that can help you.
那还有另外一件事情也可以帮助我们。
Remembering the promise that Jesus gave that he will give us the Holy Spirit for those who believe in him.
那就是记得耶稣有承诺我们说他会赐下圣灵来帮助我们在我们心里。
John 14 verses 13 to 17 says, If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and who will be with you forever. It's the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives in you, and he will be with you.
就好像耶稣在约翰福音第十四章十三节到十七节说，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
God's Spirit lives in us and will be with us, and God's Holy Spirit will be helping us when we need to make those difficult decisions.
神的灵呢，与我们同在，而且是常在我们里面。神的圣灵也会帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us and help us live a life that's not only holy, but also pleasing to God.
神的圣灵呢，会帮助我们过一个生活，不只是遵循神的旨意，更是讨神的喜悦的生活。
So four questions, the peace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit can help each one of us when we have to make a difficult decision or choice in our life.
所以这四个问题，然后还有从神而来的平安，还有主所赐的圣灵，会帮助我们能够做这些决定，然后在我们面对我们的生活。
Jesus had to make those choices. He had a tough decision in front of him.
耶稣在世上也是做了这些困难的决定，因为他有很困难的决定摆在他的前面。
He could choose to follow God's plan and die on the cross for our sins, or he could step away from that plan.
耶稣可以选择遵循神的旨意，然后死在十字架上。他也可以选择就是退后，就是不做这些。
But Jesus didn't have the four questions. However, he answered those four questions.
那当然，耶稣并没有这刚刚说的那四个问题，但是他回答了我们需要这四个问题。
By dying on the cross, how will this affect my relationship with God?
耶稣的问题就是说，借着死在十字架上，这会如何影响我和神的关系？
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit made the decision for him to die on the cross.
那圣父、圣子、圣灵就为他做了这样的决定。
What does Scripture say?
那关于第二个问题，圣经上经节怎么说？
From Genesis to Revelation, it talks aboutJesus dying on the cross.
从圣经上创世纪到启示录呢，其实都贯穿了耶稣为世人死这个事情。
It talks about him following God's will, purpose, and plan for all humanity.
这个圣经呢，都谈论到耶稣基督为了拯救世界上的人类而遵循神的旨意去。
How will this affect Jesus' personal testimony?
那这个会如何影响耶稣基督的个人见证呢？
The choice to die on the cross or not.
关于他决定说要不要去死在十字架上。
He chose to die on the cross because he believed in his Father and his Father's plan. He believed that he could overcome sin and evil and death in this world.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，因为他相信神，也相信神的计划。他相信他可以克服死亡、罪恶和这个世界上和这个世界。
And what do those in authority say?
那第四个问题就是那些
God, you are
权威的智者，他们怎么说呢？
God said, "You are my beloved son."
那神说，你是我的爱子。
And Jesus knew his Father's will.
那耶稣知道他的父神的旨意。
We're going to celebrate communion.
我们现在要庆祝这个圣餐。
And as the ushers come forward, let us remember what Jesus Christ did for us.
当招待往前来的时候，让